very well-deserved spot in the guide again this year, as it was last year, and in previous years it's appeared too. When we look at the best places to live, we look at a variety of factors. So they're the kind of tick box things like the schools, the connections, the green space, that's very important. But then we sort of dig down further and just kind of look at the high street. So for Market Harborough, obviously the market's in the name, but shopping and sort of the high street is a really important part of why we really like Market Harborough. And it's the we look as well as having the sort of really good chains that people like and really want to have in their town, the variety of independent stores, restaurants, and cafes in Market Harborough that really seem to thrive and are supported by the locals are what sort of we keep on returning to kind of every year. So it's that, and it's also the community. Speaking to lots of locals, the sort of community spirit just seems to be off the charts. I mean, your park run seems to be huge. I think hundreds and hundreds of people ran it on Christmas Day even. So it's volunteers sort of helping to make a place that's already good even better. So that those are the things that we like about Market Harborough and why we want to have it in our guide. Just the sports options as well. There's a good obviously you've got the beautiful countryside all around, so walking is great and cycling is great as well. But just you know, we highlight the hockey club, the rugby club, you've got paddle, all those kinds of things. So just adding that in there, and just also the beauty of the place as well. You know, you've got some wonderful kind of historic buildings, and I think that's important for people to feel a pride in where they live, that it's got the sort of natural beauty of the countryside, but you've also got some very attractive architecture as well, which we do like when we're compiling our guide.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, I can certainly echo, obviously covering the town for the radio. We're obviously based here. Everything you've said, it's brilliant town. And in terms of the guide, why do you put it together? Is it to obviously, you know, highlight great places across the country, I presume?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's been going for this is the 14th year, so we started in 2013, and it sort of began. It's kind of taken on a life of its own, really. And I've been lucky enough to work, I think, on every guide except two when I was having my children. And it's just there's travel guides, obviously, and they're really helpful for you deciding where to go on holiday. But we really felt when we launched it that there wasn't a guide to where to put down roots. And so this is just designed to help people, to give them a snapshot of a place. Obviously, we're not going to capture everything. And it's designed to be, you know, there's obviously so much negative news as well in the world. And this isn't, we're not saying that everywhere we highlight is perfect, because obviously nowhere is perfect. And but it's just trying to shine a spotlight on good things that are happening in places. And so we, as well as kind of ticking the boxes, as it were, we're highlighting how quick you can get to London on the train, for example, or what the school's Ofsted reports say. It's also just speaking to the locals about the kind of what makes a place home to people, and the sort of the community is often the key to that. And it really does. People are very proud to live in Market Harborough, and it's surrounded by beautiful countryside, and it's just lovely to be able to talk about places for good things rather than bad things. So that's why it's quite uplifting to work on the guide, really. For Market Harborough, as well as sort of highlighting the high street that I have done, is the cultural element of the town. You know, you've got Arts Fresco, this sort of street art festival, Neville Holt festival nearby, and Neville Holt Hall seems to be going from strength to strength. There's a lot of culture, and I believe as well, I'm sure that the town is sort of putting its hat in the ring to be a town of culture in 2028, because it has just got so much to offer culturally. So that's another reason why we just want to say, kind of keep on doing what you're doing. You make it as a best place to live once again.